The Irish Times, election 2011.
Cian Nihil, Irish Times reporter. It's really the first election that's being fought when Twitter and Facebook are really integral parts of Irish society. So I wanted to find out how the politicians were using Facebook and Twitter and whether it's been transforming the way they're actually fighting the election campaign. What I found out has been that it hasn't really transformed the way that they're fighting the campaign. The politicians are using it. They're using it a lot. They're actually tweeting, they're updating their Facebook statuses, they're putting up photos. But really, they're still using it in the same way that they would have used a website or in the same way they would have knocked on people's doors. Facebook and Twitter offer totally different ways to engage with the people. And they offer a way to engage with people who would normally not otherwise be interested by politics, maybe younger people who are on Facebook. And the politicians haven't really gotten involved with Facebook and Twitter in the integral ways that they can be used, which is different to a normal website. What they are doing is they're putting up really press releases on Twitter and Facebook, and it can be quite boring and repetitive, and it's not within the culture that is Facebook and Twitter. Facebook and Twitter is much more of a relaxed kind of media where you integrate and you form a community and you talk about things. The press releases that come out, I think, really turn people off even being engaged with the politicians. They don't want to like them, they don't want to be linked with them, because then the politicians are just going to crowd people's Facebook pages with boring press releases that clearly aren't even from the politicians themselves. What they should be doing is engaging with people. Maybe some examples that are good are people like Simon Coveney and Dan Boyle of Fine Gael and Greens, respectively. When somebody leaves them a comment, they actually comment back on them. They know how to use the little things in Twitter and Facebook, such as liking different events and groups, such as using hashtags on Twitter. Primarily, the biggest thing is that it's clearly Simon Coveney and Dan Boyle who are using their Twitter and Facebook accounts, as opposed to they have just given the rights of their Twitter or Facebook accounts over to the party headquarters, who then stream press releases through them. What those guys are doing is they're putting their own personal opinions out there. They're actually commenting on different things. It mightn't always be political. It could be just a funny observation on something, which is the way everybody else uses Facebook and Twitter. It's not as boring. It's much more engaging, and it's much more interesting from the person who's connected with them. And I think it develops much more of a personal relationship. And that's what you can get from Facebook and Twitter that you probably can't get from a newspaper. They can use these without going through the medium of the journalist or the TV screen. They can put exactly what they want to do. And that's what they should be using it for. A very interesting point, I think, as well, is on Facebook, the traditional idea of a politician going to a funeral or going to a local event just to show their face and show that they're involved in the community is a big part of Irish politics, whether you like it or don't. In Facebook, you can do that without actually having to go there, because a politician can just say, let's say it's a Bohemian soccer match and the politician doesn't have the time to go to it and express his support. He can just click like Bohemians Football Club, or he can click like on some fundraising event that's going on for Limerick Rugby Club or something like that. It's as if he is there in a sense, because everyone will see that he's like that and he doesn't actually have to spend the time going to it, which can give him more time to do other things and maybe worry about policy problems instead of having to do all the traditional constituency type things. The sense that you get is that it's not actually them who are on Facebook and Twitter. And one of the ways you can easily check that is if you follow all the politicians on Twitter, in particular, where you can see them stacked up on your homepage. During a Labour press conference, just to take a random example, 5 or 6 Labour TDs will have the exact same status. Now that goes for Fianna Fáil, it goes for maybe to a less extent the Greens and Sinn Féin, who tend to be using it a bit better, but it goes for Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Labour. They all have the same comment. Now, they're not all thinking the exact same thing in the exact same wording. So, I mean, that's coming from a more centralised location. Fine Gael have actually put up on their website a facility where you can become a campaigner for Fine Gael through your couch, basically, by signing up for what they call their social media campaign or something along those lines. The idea, I presume, is that they could have thousands of Facebook accounts putting up the same thing and really swamping the media. Now, it just doesn't seem like a good idea to me, and I don't think it's a good idea in the setting of a Facebook or Twitter community where that's really not the culture. And it's the culture that they're not grasping, that relaxed engagement, conversation culture, that's not what the parties are doing, and that's what they need to do, and they can do. And I think if they go down that line, they could open up a whole new world, especially to the generations that have grown up not reading newspapers, let's say, as much as their parents, but have grown up on Facebook. And people who are on Facebook all day, every day sometimes, when they should be studying, let's say, in college, who maybe otherwise aren't engaged with politics, this could get them engaged with politics.